maybe the federal government needs to look into this, and how safe is the bridge? That's AAA. And joining me now from AAA Mid-Atlantic is spokesman Lon Anderson. Good morning, Lon.
Good morning, Brian.
So tell me why you think that the federal government, that the NTSB, should be looking into this wreck.
Well, what the folks at the bridge have told us consistently is that their barriers meet federal specifications, and federal specifications require that the barriers contain automobile crashes. They've noted when we had this incident in 2008, when a truck driver went over and died, that the barriers don't necessarily have to be strong enough to withstand a hit from a tractor trailer, but they are supposed to hold automobiles. And now we have, I think, every driver's nightmare who goes across the bridge, someone who ends up swimming for her life. Thank God the driver lived, but the fact is that the basic purpose of a bridge is to get you from point A to point B dry. And in this case, the Bay Bridge didn't do that. So the question becomes, was this a failure of the barriers on the bridge, and did they meet federal specifications, or is this a failure perhaps of federal specifications? So,
Do you not trust the state government or the Maryland transportation officials to investigate and determine whether or not it meets federal guidelines?
No, I think that they work very hard to make the bridge very safe, but it's a tough thing. When you've got 25 million trips a year or more going across the Bay Bridge, you know, there's room for all kinds of bad things to happen, unfortunately. And I think that the bridge is a safe facility. But the problem with a crash like this is it makes real everyone's nightmare when they're driving across the bridge. I think that the public needs assurance. The millions of drivers a year who cross the bridge need assurance. And I think that's the kind of thing where the NTSB, if it comes in and takes a look at it, can give us that assurance.
Well, it seems to me, we don't know all the details yet of what the investigation will show us, but it sounds like that she was actually pushed over the railing, that it wasn't. She didn't go through the railing, but she went over the railing.
That's what reports indicate. But the question is, do railings therefore need to be higher? Should a vehicle be able to fly over the railing or go over the railing? I mean, and I think that's a very valid question.
You wrote that letter to state officials yesterday. Have you gotten a response from them yet at this point?
They've acknowledged the receipt. They haven't said anything else, but, I know that from time to time they do come in and take a look at crashes. We had a severe crash on the Capitol Beltway that brought into question the operation of the guardrails, and the NTSB came in and took and investigated that crash. So this is not without precedent. They do investigate crashes that call into question federal standards.
All right, lastly, because you said, hey, this doesn't happen very often. I mean, it's happened once, really. I can think of it's probably happened before, but maybe someone actually has gone over the railing. And if you're raising the railings across both spans of the Bay Bridge, that's going to cost a lot of money. Tolls are already high at the Bay Bridge. I mean, with the cost of all this, what would it take to prevent one accident that happens, every, five decades or so?
Well, let's remember, we did have that. We also had the truck in 2008, and the driver went over and drowned. We would be demanding change immediately, but we're not.
Right.
We recognize that the Maryland Transportation Authority has worked very hard to make this a safe facility.